Makoto popped open first one eye, then the other. All was quiet in the house. The curtains were drawn, but a sliver of bright sunshine peeked from behind them.
Waiho!
Thought our little young bear, giving a prodigious yawn.
It feels like it's time to wake up, but Mama isn't here.
Kato jumped out of bed and ran to the window. Standing on tiptoe as high as he could stretch, he pushed his head under the curtains and saw that the sun was pretty high up in the sky. Confused and a little frightened, Kato scampered to the door. Mama had never missed waking him up with a morning kiss before. Something must be wrong. As he reached the doorway, he heard voices downstairs. Fufu's voice.
Thank you, Doctor.
Fufu said in a worried sort of way.
I guess she needs plenty of rest for a while.
The front door closed with a click, a car door slammed, and Fufu came upstairs. Kato ran out and bumped into Fufu at the top of the stairs.
Fufu, what's happening? Where's Mama?
He cried anxiously.
Oh, Kato.
Fufu picked up the little bear and gave him a strong, reassuring hug.
Not to worry, little one. Mama's not feeling very well today, so you must all be very good and let her sleep, okay?
Okay,
said Kato, scrambling up onto Fufu's shoulders.
I must help look after Mama. Can I go kiss her to cheer her up?
Maybe later. Now run along to the garden and play.
Fufu kissed Kato and sat him down. He gently pushed the young bear towards the stairs, smiling indulgently as he watched Kato trotting downstairs in the quirky, skippity-hop way that he has. Turning back with a worried crease on his brow, Fufu went back to Mama's bedside. Kato ran into the garden and decided that even though he didn't get a morning kiss from Mama, he would start his day the same way he started every day, by greeting each of his special sunflowers.
Good morning, Sunspot. Hello, Sunbeam. Hiya, Suntan.
He said cheerfully as he skipped up and down the rows.
We must all be very, very quiet today, you know. Must let Mama sleep, 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 sleep. Then she can join us and play, play, play.
The sun climbed higher and higher in the sky, and our wee little bear's prances grew slower and slower. Finally, Kato sat down with a tiny thump on the grass under the shade of the big fruit tree. His tummy gave a loud rumble, startling a small lizard basking in a nearby patch of sunshine. It swiveled its head around slowly, threw Kato a haughty stare and scuttled under a stone. Kato rubbed his tummy thoughtfully. It did feel rather flat now that he came to think of it. When he tapped it gingerly, it gave a hollow sort of sound too. Kato trotted back to the house. He pushed open the front door, expecting to see Mama all well again and sitting in her favorite comfy chair by the big bay window. But the house was still. Nothing moved. No breeze stirred the leaves of the potted plants. The only sounds came from the grandfather clock in the corner, relentlessly counting each second of time. Our little bear paused at the foot of the staircase. Softly, he scrambled up the stairs and tiptoed across the landing until he stood outside Mama's and Fufu's bedroom. Kato carefully pushed open the door. Fufu sat in a chair by the bed, his head slumped against his chest, asleep. Kato walked hesitantly towards the bed. Mama lay among the white bed sheets. Her face was flushed, her hair damp, and matted against her forehead. She twisted fitfully in her sleep, sometimes letting out a tiny sigh, other times a groan. She had tossed aside a corner of the bed sheet, and one arm hung down the side of the bed. Cadeau crept up to Murmur's hand and gently rubbed his cheeks against it. Murmur stirred uneasily, but it seemed as if she relaxed a little and a tiny wisp of a smile hovered at the corner of her mouth.
"Poor Murmur,"
whispered Cadeau.
"I'll look after Murmur."
His eyes brightened suddenly, for he had the smartest idea of how he could cheer his Murmur up. Cadeau crept out of the bedroom and ran quickly downstairs to the kitchen, his own hunger forgotten in his excitement. He strained with all his might against the refrigerator door, but it wouldn't budge. He peeked into all the cupboards that he could reach, but still, he didn't find what he wanted. He searched and searched, and finally, defeated, he slumped down dejectedly on the kitchen floor.
I who have nothing,"
he muttered wistfully, a little tear sliding down his cheek. For his smartest idea was, of course, to find some Elado, which would be just the very thing to cheer everyone up and make his Murmur smile again. As Cadeau sat there, getting hungrier and hungrier, a familiar sound was heard from the street, the toot of a horn. Faintly at first, then growing louder and louder as it came towards the house. Cadeau perked up his ears, for he knew what was making that sound. It was the ice cream truck. It was where Fufa got the delicious Elado. If only he could stop the truck, he could get some for Mama, Fufa, and himself, and everything would be all right again.